50 years ago this week, the British science journal Nature published a one-page report that changed the world. James Watson and Francis Crick described the three-dimensional structure of the chemical DNA. That immediately explained how genetic instructions were passed from one generation to the next. The knowledge that genetic instructions could be found in a relatively simple chemical became threatening. It suggested people were nothing more than their DNA. In the first of a series of stories celebrating the anniversary of the double helix, NPR's Joe Palca reports that humanity seems to have survived the genetic assault.
Jeff Trent is 7.5 minutes younger than his twin brother John. They look alike, sound alike, and they both have stories about impersonating the other. Like the time Jeff was late for a meeting with John at the cafeteria of the University of Michigan Hospital.
John just went ahead and joined a series of doctors for a discussion on cancer, never telling them that he wasn't a cancer researcher, and seemed to actually have a better rapport with them than I did when I finally showed up.
Well, growing up, I'll jump in there. When it came to dating, Jeff would ask me, he'd take the yearbook and, boy, she's cute, and then I'd call her, say I was Jeff, and ask her out for him.
The genes Jeff and John share are responsible for their similarities. Molecular biologist Shirley Tillman says for a while after Watson and Crick's paper appeared, many people seemed convinced that genes told the whole story about what makes us who we are.
There was a rush for some time towards what I call genetic determinism. That is the impression on the part of many individuals that genes are everything, that we're hardwired, there is no free will, that everything is written in the genes, and that there is there's no hope for change.
Tillman, who's now the president of Princeton University, says that was an extreme reaction. Now she says most people accept that genes are just a starting point. Take the Trent twins. Their lives have headed in very different directions. Jeff is a geneticist. Until recently, he was scientific director of the National Human Genome Research Institute. Now he's president of the Translational Genomics Research Institute in Arizona.
Clearly, as a kid, my interest was to ask why questions, and DNA and genetics provided a perfect application for trying to break things down into their component parts.
Jeff's work focuses on how genes affect our lives, including things like why we behave the way we do. By contrast, his brother John is a minister who runs an organization that counsels families. It doesn't much matter to John what gene is causing someone's emotional problems.
We may find out one day it gets reduced back to a gene, but it's what do you do now as a result of that that helps life to be better. That's really what I look at.
Genetic determinism wasn't the only issue raised by the Watson and Crick discovery 50 years ago.
There's also at least the specter, it seems to me, of a new eugenics.
Philosopher C. Ben Mitchell of Trinity International University says many people worried then, and continue to worry now, that some scientists may try to eliminate or improve certain genes to create better humans.
All of that is to say that the discovery of the DNA molecule has both benefits and burdens, and like every technology, moral responsibility is as important as scientific responsibility, it seems to me.
Mitchell says he's cautiously optimistic that the new DNA technology will be used responsibly.
I'm convinced that we are more than our biology, that there's something transcendent about the human spirit, something transcendent about the human mind, and it can't be captured in a laboratory vial or a petri dish, and we are much more than the sum of our genetic parts.
There's an epilogue to this story. Although Jeff Trent is a genetic scientist, he doesn't know if he and his brother are identical twins with exactly the same genes.
We could just look at a few genetic markers and tell a difference, and I think it's one of those mysteries in life we'll just leave up in the air.
Perhaps DNA's ultimate legacy will be to teach us to cherish those mysteries of life. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow, the impact of the double helix on medicine. The Watson and Crick paper is at npr.org.